You're listening to DottoTech, helping you get the most out of your technology wherever you use it, at home, at school, or at work. Brought to you by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. 20 years, the trusted voice of technology in Canada, Steve Dotto.
We are getting ready for Christmas here on DottoTech. I am Steve Dotto. Thank you very much for joining us this fine December Thursday. Art Factor, how are you, sir?
I'm getting all warm and fuzzy.
Are you getting warm and fuzzy? Have you been drinking over there?
No, I just stopped shaving. No.
That's a good one.
My face.
You're such a good comedian.
Thank you.
I'm sure that the new year is going to bring you getting your big break on Just for Laughs.
But don't worry, Steve. I'm not going anywhere. I'll stick with the show.
Well, I'm not that worried.
Oh. Ouch.
It's in Canada. How big a break can you have?
That is true.
I came up with some great scams for Just for Laughs, though. You know what? In that Just for Laughs, those little snippets that they do,
mm-hmm.
you know, where they set people up for ridiculous things. We were at VGH the other day visiting a friend who was ill, and they had a fire alarm and all of the elevators shut down. And they took forever to turn the elevators back on. And I thought, what a great Just for Laughs type scam, where people come in and you say, oh no, the elevators are all broken down, and you make them walk up like 12 flights, and then when they appear at the top, you're there, the same people are standing there.
You do this at a hospital to people that are not feeling very well. Why don't we just do it at an old age home, like a retirement home? Wouldn't that be hilarious?
Well, a hospital might not be the best place for it, but still, yes. it would be a good scam. Don't you think it would be funny?
I'm with you on that, but yes. Let's reconsider the location.
We will reconsider it. So, hey, guess what we got? We got back-to-back App Thursdays happening. So today we are going to be doing an App Thursday, which is kind of Christmas-themed.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think three or four of the people in our guest panel just found that out right now.
No, I sent them an email. all their heads seem to be down. But then next week, we have App of the Year, where we're going to look at the best apps from the entire year, and we're going to let our listeners pick, so there's no whining from Art. Our listeners will pick.
I've given up.
You whined last time.
I didn't whine because I came in. I won.
You won-ish.
I co-won.
Co-won.
Yes.
And since then, actually, I've heard a lot of feedback that your app was probably the most popular app.
Thank you. I still use it. I'm still looking for this item for Christmas.
It
saves so much time.
It's strong sauce. It was. So are you going to use it as one of your final four?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Oh yeah, that's a good move. So let's introduce the Rogues Gallery today. We've got Sir Isaac Kendall. We've got David Hathaway, Rebecca Bulwit, and John Beeler, who is still wearing Google Glass. Do you take it off in the shower?
Yes.
Yes. He gave me the Google Glass.
Well, he had
stare.
To ask his Google Glass whether or not he should answer first.
And the Google Glass is going, don't tell him. Don't tell him. He'll think it's weird. He doesn't understand us.
He's not like us.
Yes, he's not one of us. Oh, John, have you had any interesting experiences in the last couple of weeks with Google Glass since we last spoke? Because you are the only person I know walking around with it on.
No, it's been a continuous stream of strangers wanting to talk to me and wear the stuff I'm wearing.
So they want. Do you ever take it off and like give it to somebody else to wear?
Absolutely.
Ooh.
I mean, they have to, you know.
They have to be presentable.
Yeah, yeah, but
it's Google Glass, not Google underwear. Relax.
Yeah.
Still. Ear sweat.
I have Purell. It's okay.
Okay, so you wipe them down and then you give them to people. Yeah, that's.
If I don't like them, I just don't clean them before I give them to them.
I received a tragic email from John Beeler the other day saying that because he's such an important member of the Google family, they've given him several invites to invite other people to Google Glass. So I'm getting all excited as I'm reading this thing. He's inviting me to get a Google Glass. It's great. And he says, if you have $1,500, sign up. And I went, whoa. Full stop. Yeah, not with Christmas coming.
I did think about it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you get the invite from him too?
Well, he posted it up on Facebook.
Oh, so it wasn't special.
You weren't special,
I was pretty
Steve.
Much just one of everybody.
Crushed.
Yeah, it probably went to his Facebook, his Twitter. His
Beeler, I thought.
I did personally invite you. Hathaway saw it on Facebook.
Oh, so he was
there
part
was
of
a timing
group.
Thing.
If I'd responded right away, I would have been in front of. I would have been like American Express. front of the line.
First right of refusal.
Yes.
There we go.
Yes.
Okay, listen, we've got extra people in this week, so we better get going with it. Mind you, it's tougher because everybody has to do a Christmas-themed or winter-themed or holiday-themed or Hanukkah-themed app.
Oh, you didn't mention that part.
Hanukkah, you
I didn't
Hanukkah.
Get that memo either.
What?
Although a okay. bunch of mine are actually Christmas related. So.
Okay, you know what? It's
you.
Just regular. It's
you.
Just regular. What the heck?
I think
I have no control
if it's
this
Christmas
crowd.
Theme, they should be. There should
I
be a
have
bonus
a killer Christmas app.
Me too.
You have one killer Christmas
I
app?
I do.
Well, then you've got a good chance to win again.
All right.
John.
I've got three that have Christmas tie-ins.
Dave, if you win, I'm going to be so excited. We've got an amazing prize pack for next week, though. I just got to throw this out there. We've got a couple of we've got a Wi-Fi router. We've got a power kit. You know, using the Wi-Fi the power link. We've got a Rome Mobility hotspot. We've got a I got to look up the name.
We've got to get some of those gloves. Phone.
And Art's throwing in a bottle of wine.
Yeah, I said I'd throw in a bottle of wine.
What type of wine are you throwing in?
I'll have to decide who wins first, and then I'll decide.
And you're
going
to wait. You're going to wait to see what's in the stock in the food and wine show, do you?
It could be a nice bottle, or it could be a bag, depending on
a
who
bag
wins.
A bag of wine's not bad. Okay, let's get going. Let's do this first round. Let's get it going. And we might as well go in order of what the audience can't see. But Isaac, you get to lead off, sir.
First up. Is an app I use every single day, Audible, for audiobooks.
Okay.
From the good folks at Amazon. And what is terrifically exciting about this is last year they introduced their Whisper Sync with the Kindle.
Yes.
So if I am crazy enough to buy a copy of the book on audio, as well as the Kindle version, while I'm driving to work in the car, I can listen to the audiobook on my smartphone, pause the book, and then it will synchronize.
Because Whisper Sync worked before where you could be reading it on two different devices.
Yes. Now it actually
and
syncs
it
your audiobook
you.
Version as
it
well.
Syncs your, now, do they have, are they starting to offer special deals for
yes.
for if you purchase both the audiobook
yeah.
and the.
So if you have the Audible book, and I have a monthly subscription, I pay like $12 a month and I get one book a month,
mm-hmm.
you can then get the Kindle version at a discounted rate.
Is it a good discount?
Generally, it's almost half off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. I like that.
So
WhisperNet.
Yeah. So when I listen to the book in the car, pause it when I go home, and I want to actually read for real, it mm-hmm. picks up where I left off on my audiobook.
That's pretty cool. I do like. I've always been a fan of Audible. I felt sometimes a little expensive for sometimes you know if you don't have a book that you want, but. Because you know it's kind of a book of the month club. The you know where you're getting the membership every month.
They recently changed it. No book now is 2 credits. Every book is 1 credit. So if you sign up for their gold membership, it's $12 or $13 a month. You get 1 credit a month every month.
Excellent. Okay. Well, that's a we're off to a rousing start, Mr. Hathaway.
Well, we are. There is an app I picked up just recently. A friend recommended this to me, and the idea. Getting a hotel room at a cheap rate on the same day that you actually need it. It's called Hotels Tonight. So if you're downtown at a Christmas party and you've had one too many beers, you can open this up, say, tell me which hotels are around that have cheap rates. And sometimes there's like $50-$100 off. Some expensive hotels downtown.
Does it do by the hour?
Depending what part of town it is.
Yeah, it really would depend where it is. It's GPS enabled, so it may be able to tell you where you are.
So impress me before we're through the round and figure out a 4-star Vancouver hotel for tonight.
Oh.
Go get a price.
Yeah, I'll go get one.
You do that.
Let's see what the Shangri-La is going for.
Yeah, the Shangri-La might be a little excessive, but you know, get me something decent. You know,
something decent.
Sometimes she's worth it. That's what I'm saying.
Good Christmas present for Shannon.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Hey, we're going to go stay at the Shangri-La tonight.
Surprise. Oh, yeah.
Surprise. Okay. Yeah, Shannon would appreciate that. I would stay too, right? Okay.
Well, if she lets you.
Art.
All right.
Oh, so this is a strong start.
Here's one already.
Okay, what's that?
Hyatt Regency. $169.
$169?
Yeah.
That's an okay deal.
Yeah.
I mean, if you get me to Hyatt for $99, I'm all over it.
The Sylvia Hotel, $79.
That's awesome. Sylvia's
a great
classic.
Deal.
Yeah, because they got a great bar too.
And these things only come up; they come up on a day by day.
Now, what would that normal rate be?
I'm looking it up right now.
Okay, there we go.
Oh, Art, you
actually, right. at the Sylvia, it's $169
for $79.
So that's
bucks.
Almost $100 off.
That is awesome.
Yeah, and it's some places may not have anything that day.
And
so they may
you know who else? Not just for Christmas parties, but for people who are in tenuous relationships. This might be a good thing, too. Well, you never know. It's better than sleeping on the couch.
Well,
by the hour.
That's a good point.
Here we
by,
go.
Yeah, by the hour.
We've all been there.
High Regency, $169 tonight.
Well, okay, so that's not a great
wow.
one. But, I mean, the Sylvia is a, you know, that's a great deal, and that's a really, really nice
tonight.
Place.
There we go. Okay, Art.
I decided to go all well, Christmas for my first app. If everyone can look to the screen above. And you can see that my app is called the Dr. Seuss Camera, the Grinch Edition. So it's a lot of fun. It takes pictures on your phone, from your phone, and you could make them all uniquely Grinchized. So we'll post these pictures. I turned Mr.
Genius.
604 Rebecca into, I believe it's...
It's Emmy Lou.
Emmy Lou?
Cindy Lou Who.
Cindy Lou Who.
I give it to be the dog.
Yes.
Of course, Steve is the Grinch.
Oh, yeah.
And so on and so forth. So it's very Christmassy. If you want to, have a new profile pic for your Facebook or just send, waste the last couple days before Christmas where nobody does anything doing stuff. It's called the Dr. Seuss Camera, the Grinch Edition.
The Dr. Seuss Camera, the Grinch Edition. That is strong sauce.
Yes. That's right. Right out of the gate.
Oh, my goodness. Rebecca or
yes.
Cindy Lou Who?
I have a few that are skiing related, given the lovely snow we've had recently. This one is Liftopia.
Liftopia.
So, Liftopia. So you just allow it to see your location. It will let you know ski hills that are open and nearby with little pins on a map. You can click. Right now, of course, there's Whistler Blackcomb and Slipers. I don't believe Seymour's open right now. And aside from telling you kind of the elevation and how many runs are open and what kind of amenities they have, like Tube Park and gondola rides and things like that, it also has deals. So you can click on a button and get some deals for lift tickets and packages and things like that.
And are they good deals?
They appear to be some good deals. Oh, there's none at Mount Baker right now.
Nah.
But
okay.
21% off Whistler Blackcomb for some lift tickets. You can click and claim the deal.
Okay.
And five-card combo
skier?
Packs. I'm a snowboarder. I haven't been in a while, though.
Okay.
But we'll be going up on Christmas Day. So this is kind of a handy day of seeing what's open, what you can expect up on the hills.
And then
the
if you sprain your ankle, you don't feel like going all the way home, you can just use the hotel app to stay in a hotel.
There you go.
There
just
you
take
go.
The tube, inner tube all the way down.
There you go. Slide right down. Good stuff. Okay.
And then you can also spend the rest of your Christmas vacation listening to audiobooks.
Oh, well, you're just piling it all together.
Or you can just not ski at all, save yourself the trouble, and use the Grinch camera app. And nobody ever breaks their legs playing on their phone, right? Just saying.
They will if you post those photos.
Okay. Okay, Art. Okay. John.
So it's the holiday season. Everyone likes to go shopping. But do you really know what you're buying? So some people have very particular things they want to avoid when they're buying something, especially if it's food-related or other things like that. So I found an app called Buycott.
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 Yes.
And it allows you, with your camera on your smartphone, I think it's iOS only, Isaac, sorry, and it allows you to scan the product that you're about to purchase or you're considering purchase, and it shows you a number of interesting things about that particular product. It shows you who's the manufacturer.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any current negative campaigns about this particular manufacturer? So, do they use animal testing? Do they is there aspartame in this type of stuff? You know, all kinds of
asbestos.
Whatever. Yeah. There's actually a huge community of people that have different campaigns in the app, and it'll tell you that this product has been flagged for this use. Oh, it is perfect. Good. So it is for Android as well. So it's just it's a really neat way to sort of see what you're actually getting. Unfortunately, there's nothing in the studio that has a barcode, so I can't show you it live. but it does keep a log of what you've scanned.
Mm-hmm.
I happen to have scanned. I found this when I was in the States, and it does work in Canada. I scanned a Yoohoo chocolate beverage,
mm-hmm.
and it's made by Mott's. It has their phone number. It has their Wikipedia entry. It has their headquarters, a little map. You can share on Facebook and tweet the status of this particular product as mm-hmm. well. It's a pretty neat little app for knowing what's going on behind the thing you're buying.
And does it flag GMO, genetically modified foods and that kind of stuff?
Everything, yeah.
Very
yeah.
cool. Okay. Yeah. Wow. Wow. I can't. I'm hard pressed
first round
to come up with a better opening round. We could actually, can we just wrap up the show now, Art? Can we just go with these and then play music? A little Neil Diamond?
If Christmas? You choose my Grinch app, sure. Maybe, I'll just play music the rest of the hour.
Maybe we'll come back. We'll come back with more of Dottotech in just a few minutes.
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better. Except brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better. Except maybe you.
Unfortunately, during the timeout, we had a protest flag thrown on the field by Ms. Bullwitt, who claims that she actually showed boycott, which Beeler proudly presented. She used it a few episodes back, and indeed she has, and so John's disqualified.
Cold.
Oh.
just this app is. If it wins, Rebecca gets half of the prize.
I accept. makes sense to me.
Yeah, that's the problem with having done as many of these shows as we have, is quite often there are repeats. But I seem to recall it. I did recall it. But you didn't do nearly as good a job of explaining it, Rebecca. What is up?
I actually had something here to scan, because you had granola bars or
oh, that's
something.
Right.
And
I
scanned
that.
The barcode on that.
Yes. And did you find anything that was bad in them?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. That's no. If you'd found something bad, it would have helped. It was, but that's a good try.
It would have helped.
It would have helped a lot. It would have helped a lot. All right, we're into round two of App Thursday, Christmas edition, which is only sort of Christmas. It's kind of Grinchy Christmas. Isaac, what have you got?
Staying on the audio bandwagon, my next app is Pocket Cast. This is my podcasting app of choice.
Good stuff. This is for Android, because I'm using the Galaxy
S4. On iOS as well.
It's called Pocket Cast.
Pocket Cast. And what's nice is if you have multiple devices that you use, it will synchronize your listen position between your devices.
That is good, too.
Yeah.
In between iOS and Android devices?
Yeah.
Really?
Because you have a Pocket Cast account, which it syncs against.
Is it free?
No.
Well, Pocket Cast is pay.
It's a pay. And by pay, I mean like $1.99.
For the app all time, or is it a month?
One time.
Okay.
Per platform, of course.
Per platform.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I've been looking for the best podcasting app in the Android space.
That's the one I found.
I'm testing it out right now.
I had to go looking after Google killed Google Listen, which was undoubtedly the best.
Was it? Because in the iOS world, I use just the podcast app that Apple has. And I have to say, I don't love that app.
No.
I don't think it's a... Do you like it, John?
No.
No. See, that's it.
The podcast app has always been sort of the...
One of the weak points.
Yeah, and there's definitely some people that are trying to make a better version of it, for sure.
Yeah, I'd like to see a better version. I mean, actually, the whole way that the podcasts are stored and distributed in iTunes is problematic for anybody that does podcasting.
Well, yeah, so Pocket Cast is available on iOS and Android and iPad. They have an iPad-specific app.
Well, I might just have to drop $5 and put them on my multiple devices and see how it comes together. We'll see. Pocket Cast from Sir Isaac. Okay, Dave.
Another Christmas one.
Another Christmas. Okay.
I downloaded this the other day, and I spent 2 hours playing it. Angry Santa.
Angry Santa.
It was so much fun. It's also Android available as well.
And what is Angry Santa?
Well, basically you're playing an Angry Santa and running around punishing all the bad kids and naughty people and taking them off the list.
Oh.
Endlessly amusing.
Really?
Yep. You can just sit there with a rum and eggnog on the
cup. It's not like Angry Birds. It's not like Angry Birds where you're vaulting things.
No. No, it's not like Angry Birds at all.
And it's not like Bad Santa, that awful movie.
That's my favorite Christmas movie.
It is not your favorite
Billy Christmas
movie. It is. Billy Bob Thornton.
I actually look forward to watching that movie every year
Bad
now because it's so ridiculous.
Okay, quick straw poll. Favorite Christmas movie? Angry Santa, seriously?
Bad Santa.
Bad Santa?
Christmas Vacation.
Oh,
that's a good one.
Art?
I just watched Home Alone over the weekend. I thought that was
Home Alone,
good
the original?
One
okay,
or two.
Rebecca?
A Christmas
one,
Story.
Of course.
Christmas Story. See, that's the classic. You're a mature person. I agree with that.
Elf.
That's the other one. Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, I think that we've just kind of gone through all the best ones. Elf has some really endearing qualities, and it grows on you over time. We watched it again this summer, as usual, and thought, wow, that's a good Christmas movie. Yeah, I think Christmas Story has to be the classic of all time. I mean, there's so many. Anyways, okay, we completely got off the trail, but it doesn't matter. We're getting close to Christmas. Art.
All right, my next app is Christmas Enough, or at least it's Christmas related. It is called, and I'm just going to throw this out there. I don't remember hearing it on the show. I've been on every app Wednesday and or Thursday, but it's Flip, F-L-I-P-P.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see any heads moving. It is a app that will put all of, almost all of the flyers. So if you're shopping for Christmas dinner, for gifts, toys for kids, it's got the Future Shop flyer. So if you're looking for the best deal and you're looking for a specific gift, you can go. And they're all in PDF format or whatever. And then you just click on it, and it'll go by wherever you live. So it'll tell you
So Flip is a flyer amalgamator.
Yes.
It pulls all the different flyers from all of the different retailers together. Now, if I'm looking at XYZ product, and is there a search feature that it will find them in the flyers for me, or do I have to manually go through each flyer and take a look at every time that the Breville coffee maker is mentioned to find the one that I want? That's going to be the best deal.
No, there is a search function, and it says type in store name or an item. So it'll go through every store, every flyer that it has. So if you're looking for the best deal on that coffee maker, Atassimo, which are very...
You know, you are a retail app aficionado.
Hey, I'm a guy who likes to save money. What can I say?
Did you see that? There was some story on Facebook about some guy in China whose girlfriend refused to stop shopping and he killed himself.
Yeah, he jumped off.
He jumped off seven stories or something. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I don't know why I brought that up, but it's retail related. Good.
Takes a show to a crashing.
Way to keep the Christmas spirit going, Steve. Rebecca, get us back on track.
Okay, well, I have a Christmas app. Well, it can be used any time of year. It's called Just Wink, and it's for cards, for greeting cards. And they have a really cute selection of cards for the holiday season. There is a naughty category, too, and they're pretty cute and clever. But what I like about it is that I do spend a lot of time in like the grocery store line looking at actual physical cards. So these are e-cards that you can send, but you can also mail them.
I need clarification. When you say naughty, is it
there's a naughty category,
or is it naughty?
Well, let me give you an example.
Oh, be careful.
No,
CRTC does monitor the airwaves.
It's not too bad. Oh, I got to go back now. We're the couple. Whoever one wishes they were like, but they never will be. Losers. Ha ha ha. Merry Christmas. So something for your partner.
Oh, so it's
naughty or nice, but not naughty like triple X naughty. Naughty is in cheeky.
Too bad.
Yes, but it's a really good looking app. It's really good looking. You can click on the card that you like, open it up, fill it out, and send it as an e-card or as a physical card for like $3.
How do you all feel about getting e-cards? Do you kind of look at them as lame?
That's why I like have a physical card from the app.
Yeah.
Sending it out.
I get a kick out of the people that send me like the singing elf card that they've got they've done some production work on, right? As opposed to
I'm not sold on the auto-generated, printed, and send and not touched by the person that actually sent it kind of card. If I'm going to get a card.
Even with a fake signature that looks like yours?
No.
Oh.
No.
You can add a photo. So I'll put your Grinch photo right in there and send you a card. That art just made.
Steve has the Grinch photo.
Oh, you have the Grinch photo.
Yeah, who was John?
Oh, I can make anyone a Grinch photo. Yeah. Don't worry.
No, it's mine. Okay, so basically and when you receive an e-card in your email, do you go, oh, that's sweet? Do you do that or do you just kind of gloss by it?
My mom sends me e-cards.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
I'm happy she knows how to use the computer.
The only mother out there that doesn't buy stamps.
All right. Just
because they're $1 now.
I know.
How much does it cost you to send a card?
It's a free app, and then the card, if you want to physically mail it, is $2.95 to $4.95, I believe.
Okay. And there's a few services that do that greeting card thing and sending thank you cards by, you basically, they send it out for you.
Yeah. But these are... they're very unique. I haven't seen these in the stores or anything, so it's a nice selection.
Especially the naughty ones. The naughty ones would be fun to send. Okay, John, can you come up with something original?
Oh.
Oh.
Wow.
Well, I'm sorry, Isaac. This one definitely is not available on Android. And it's an app that gives you free stuff for Christmas. It is Apple's 12 Days of Christmas app.
Okay.
So starting December
26th. Yeah, that definitely won't be an Android.
No, no. Starting on December 26th for 12 days, Apple will give you something free every day.
Apple will give me something free.
Yes. And there's an app for that. And every day it'll tell you what it's going to be. It can be music. It could be a movie. It could be a TV show.
Oh, okay. It's going to be something, an iTunes thing.
Yes.
So it's going to be like the Starbucks cards that we get with a song or an app download.
Yes.
It's the 12 days of Christmas.
Yes.
Following. Apple's not going to send me an iPad mini.
They are not.
Darn.
They might. Who knows? I mean,
I'm pretty sure they're not.
Well, maybe not you, but.
Somebody.
Somebody.
With Google Glass, they might.
Yeah, no. But it's just kind of a neat little app because it actually has a little timer and it's free. And
something to look forward to.
Yeah. And it
But it's the 12 days of Christmas after Christmas. Is that when the traditional 12 days of Christmas are? Does it start at Christmas?
I always thought it was leading up to.
Yeah. I always thought it was too.
But
that's
it's
Advent,
after.
Isn't it?
I think
it's after.
Yeah,
yeah.
To Epiphany,
after.
Which is
up
January 6th.
To Epiphany, 6th. January 6th, exactly.
Yeah. So then it does line up properly. Yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
So Boxing Day is day
How
one.
How did you know that, Rebecca?
My birthday is January 9th. But I've just known that Epiphany is till January 6th. I should.
Yes.
There's no app for that yet, but
maybe
she's not going to give anything free for 12 days.
I'm just getting free, getting stuff, getting gifts. Okay, a second good round here on App Thursday. And Art, let's take a break and let's come back with more.
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does
it
better.
Do you have a comment
Except
or question
for Dottotech? Visit our website at dottotech.com and click on Contact Us. Dottotech is brought to you by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. Now, back to Steve.
We have a stellar full house today in the studio. I think this is the largest App Wednesday we've ever done. We have gathered all of the App Wednesday heavy hitters here in the studio. We have Isaac Kendall, Dave Hathaway, of course, Art Factora, Rebecca Bullwit, and John Beeler bearing his Google Glass, which doesn't seem to be giving him any advantage at this point since his first entry was denied because of redundancy. Which is, you would have thought Google Glass would have warned you about that.
Yeah, you'd think so, right? Google Glass would be like, John, don't say
John,
that
don't
one.
John, man.
I've just searched the Dottotech website.
I looked it up. Rebecca did this before. Nope, didn't get that at all.
Maybe the battery needs to be updated.
Oh, maybe his batteries are low.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Isaac, what's up next?
Well, we'll call this one a Christmas-themed one. It's IKEA's app.
Oh, IKEA has some very cool apps. I love their kitchen designer app, although I can never make it work properly.
Well, for the phone, it's actually for a shopping app. So you search through the app, find the particular piece of Gludenvik or whatever, Markham.
Does it have an IKEA translator?
That'd be
that
great,
would be
wouldn't
great
it?
App, wouldn't it? The IKEA translator app.
So
to translate
you,
anything into IKEA. That
you
would be
add,
like
the, add the product that you want to your shopping list, and then it then identifies what aisle, what shelf, what number.
Oh.
So you don't have to carry around that little piece of paper and the golf pencil with you everywhere you go in the store.
Okay,
it
that's
does
cool.
that for you.
Does it tie in with Strut so it actually covers the amount of kilometers you walk as you're going through IKEA and count as Strut?
Yeah,
that'd
be great.
IKEA
tied in with one of those location based
okay.
wearables. Yeah,
the IKEA shopping app. Excellent. Okay.
It doesn't have the calories and the meatballs though. I know that would be important to you, Steve.
Yeah, I like the meatballs.
Who does
IKEA. I do. And our local IKEA, of course, on strike, so we can't get meatballs.
No meatballs.
No meatballs available. Okay, Art. Dave.
You've called me Art.
Art. Dave.
Yes, I'm sorry.
I've gone off of Strut.
You've gone off of Strut?
I've gone off of Strut. And
that's because we're beating you.
Well, that's probably part of it. My ego can't take the Beelering that it's been receiving
well, John,
lately.
You don't have that many Strut tiles, do you?
Yeah, I do.
He's got a ridiculous number.
Well, you've been using it on the airplane, haven't you?
No. I can never get it to work on the airplane.
He just goes lots of cool places.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm
little green
approaching
cart.
19,000 tiles, I think.
Well, I'm at 11,000, but I got ripped off. It turned off for me for a little bit.
This one's called Moves, and
Moves.
It's very, very similar to the IDEA, except you're not really in any competition to uncover tiles. What it's doing is just simply tracking your location on a map. So if you, walk X amount of blocks, it shows you the map of where you started, the map of where you finished. You don't need a special band for it. You can just carry it in your pocket. It seems to be really, really accurate. But for the Christmas tie-in, when you've gotten really, really drunk at the Christmas party and you're wandering around town with your hotel tonight,
okay,
it's going to be able to tell you where you wandered afterwards because it's tracked it all over the map.
That would make a good movie. Something you, like that would make a good
and you
movie.
Went, oh,
as
oh, this
like
is,
the Hangover.
I left my jacket here, and this is the location where I actually left my jacket.
That would be cool. It's kind of like Samsung's S-Health, though. Doesn't it do that? It tracks your emotions.
It's like virtual breadcrumbs for you.
Yes, for you. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. That's good. Well done, Dave. Well done.
It's not awesome sauce with bacon, but...
It's not awesome sauce.
No.
Not quite.
Art. Hopefully Big Brother won't be trying to find you because it'll be too easy.
Yeah, it's always easy.
It's easy.
I've realized two things. One, I am not always the best partner in the world, probably because I don't know anything about women. So I decided that, and no, I've also realized that none of these apps that we ever talk about
how
are very
she'll get into this
female
range?
Oriented. I'm just, this is my Christmas gift to you men and to your men's women.
We aren't that open a show where we discuss feelings and
well, maybe
personal limitations.
Maybe that's your problem, Steve.
You should go give Art a hug.
Maybe we should be. Oh, yeah.
So my third app for App Thursday is called the All Women's Talk app.
All Women's...
And what it is, essentially, it's really just a blog. And according to the description on the iTunes website, from hair, makeup, fashion to love, lifestyle, celebrities, wellness, and many more, All Women's Talk is the ultimate blog for all women... Designed to help each girl discover the most fabulous version of her fantastic self.
I think you're getting punked.
No. I'm saying, here's my thought.
With a straight face, Art.
Here's my thought, is that if you spend a few minutes, and that's the thing, my girlfriend sent me a link to an article on it, and I'm figuring if you guys spend just a few minutes scanning these things, you can be above where they're at. So they ask you those questions to see if you're listening to them and so forth. So it's just to get a bit of information, some intel. So then you don't
do
get
do you want
caught.
A redo?
No, I don't want
you
a
you want a mulligan?
Yeah, that's a mulligan.
Come on. You got,
see,
Rebecca's not
see,
saying
I
anything because she understands.
Do you remember last week,
I can't
Beeler,
find it.
Do you remember last week Beeler had the cat translator app? If you had come up with a woman translator app that translates what she says into men... That would be cool.
Oh, there must be.
I'm doing my best.
Who wants to hear a bunch of grunting?
Rebecca.
I'm doing
you aren't part of this conversation right now.
I'm doing my best to try and save your relationships, and this is what I'm giving you. Check it out. Women's app.
The All Women's app.
I've already won with the Grinch camera, so everything else is just gravy for you guys, so
but
relax.
You know that you can actually lower my affection for any app by coming up with something like this. Okay. We're just going to move on. I'm going to pretend you didn't do it.
I'm going to mail it to Shannon and see what she thinks.
Rebecca.
I was just trying to look up in the iTunes store that app, and I found a lot of things about women, and they didn't seem appropriate. But the next one that I have is, again, a ski app.
How do you think Art found it?
Art's...
I'm a great researcher.
Is Ski Tracks. So this is for the people who go out onto the hill after
is
they use...
Is that T-R-A with an X?
Nope. Ski tracks, just tracks and train tracks.
Okay.
So after you use your Liftopia to find a open ski hill nearby, this is for total geeky, performance-loving skiers. It will clock, you turn on the app once you start your run, it will clock your distance, your speed, your slope, duration, your vertical, your altitude, all that cool stuff, and you can save
does
that.
Does it do the G-forces of your crash?
No.
That would be cool. Know how many
longitude,
G's you
latitude.
When you hit that tree?
Well, then it would stop, I suppose. But you can add photos in there. You can turn on, it says turn on your iPod, but you can probably do that anyway, have that running in the background when you're on
so
your
so you can have some music. Want music.
So you can have your music on there. But and you can save it and share it with your friends and be like, well, I did this run and I was doing this however many kilometers per hour or I did a 45-degree slope, things like that. And share that around.
Good stuff. That's actually kind of cool. Okay, Ski Tracks from Rebecca. Mr. Beeler.
All right, I'm going to change direction, and I'm going to finish it off with a little bit of a Christmas theme, but I'm going to talk about an app called Tiny Planet.
Tiny Planet.
Yes, it's a photography app. Tiny Planet Photos is the one I'm specifically talking about. There seems to be a bunch of different variations of this particular app, and what it allows you to do is you take a photo, and basically it turns it into a two-dimensional planet. So if you take, say, a flat photo of, let's say, some Christmas lights, it'll turn it into a Christmas light planet. It's hard to describe on the radio.
It wraps it around. It puts it in a sphere.
Exactly.
Don't we have this feature? Does it in Cube, sorry. In Keynote. Takes images and puts them on faces of cubes that you can rotate around in a presentation.
Not quite the same. I mean, and this particular app is a little bit...
it's like a filter.
Kind of, yeah. But it basically takes your photo and bends it around, mm-hmm. and then it has some really interesting side effects. I was at there's a very famous Christmas light display out near my house in Port Coquitlam.
I saw you posted the picture. It's redonkulous.
It's pretty crazy. It's actually for the food bank, so it's for a good cause.
Not just to intimidate the neighbors.
No, and the neighbors definitely seem intimidated because they have all kinds of keep off signs and stuff like
yes.
that. But it basically turns... there's a couple of ways you can do it, too. One is make a planet. So basically anything that's on your horizontal plane gets bent around a planet, so it looks like you're walking on top of a planet. Or you can inverse it, and so it looks like you're looking down in a hole that it's like another world inside that hole. It's hard to describe again, but I made some really fun Christmas planets with.
Then you'll send us those images, and we'll put them in.
We'll put them in the show notes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really cool, and it seems to be available on all platforms, and it's a neat little app that do some neat little effects, and you get some very different looks with your photos than what most people have seen. Because I've used this a few times, and people are like, how did you do that? It's because it's so unique.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's called Tiny Planet.
Tiny Planet Photos.
Photos. And is it free?
The iOS one is. It looks like it's $3 on...
12 cents.
On Android. Yeah, what's with the 12 cents?
It's some crazy exchange thing, probably.
Probably, yeah.
They probably didn't use Arts Exchange XE.
See, they still remember ones from last month, Steve. How awesome is that?
It's just awesome.
Thank you.
All right. I'm going to take a break. We're going to come back with one more round. Last chance to impress. Dottotech's app Christmas special.
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better. Except
brought
maybe
to you in
you.
Part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better. Except maybe you.
Oh, I'm getting in the Christmas spirit. I feel all Christmassy and forgiving. And
I think that's just gas.
Feeling lots of affection for all of my fellow men, all except Art, who came up with a really lame app last time.
Oh,
but well, seriously, Art, come on now.
I'm telling you.
I give you this opportunity. You're given this opportunity to shine like a beacon of light for all radio show producers in the land.
Not everything has to be games and cameras. Sometimes we need to understand the opposite sex.
But I'm pretty sure reading a lame blog, maybe it's not lame. Have you ever been stood in the checkout line in the supermarket? There are women's magazines galore. Do you think reading that magazine is going to help you understand your spouse or
your
partner?
No, but it'll distract them enough when you come up with answers that they're actually looking for. It'll confuse them.
So that's does pepper spray.
So you're
I don't want to injure
so
them.
Just a minute. So you started this whole path off with, I am not always a good partner, and in an effort to be a better partner, I want to understand women better so I can confuse them into loving me more.
No, I'll confuse them into letting, because I think they've
into not noticing?
Yes, exactly.
Ah.
See?
It's like a
distraction mechanism.
I'm starting to see why you're not a good partner.
Yeah.
It's like Stockholm Syndrome.
Yes, it could be. Yes, yeah. I could be. I think it's...
Delay the inevitable.
I'm saying that maybe she's not the one that's confused. Isaac. Oh.
Ouch.
Well, I don't know how to follow Art's app.
See?
Are you still looking? Do you want me to come back to you?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
My app today is Plex for mobile.
Okay.
It's a little bit more than just a plain old app on your mobile phone. You have to have something running on a PC at home.
Is this where you throw the flag down?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you already done this?
We've covered it a couple times.
Okay.
I was the
times.
First one. I was the first one, by the way, just so you remember. I didn't want to say
that's
it. I didn't want to bullwhip. I didn't want to bullwhip your app. So I kept my mouth shut.
That's what we're calling
it. I waited.
It's bullwhipping.
Can I not refresh the app? Because the new version came out today that now supports Google Chromecast.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah.
That's a whole new thing now. Because now you can send your Plex up to your TV through the Google Chromecast.
Which... two of us in this room have. You and Beeler.
Yeah, but he gets plugs for his Google Glass all the time, and he's the only person you know,
I know,
that has them.
I'm actually running Plex at home now, too.
You are running Plex
there
at home.
There you go.
I did move to...
Not Chromecast.
Not a Chromecast yet.
Put this into perspective for me. Plex is a server that runs on a computer that stores all of your media? Is that
it? Yes, correct. Okay. So then from my phone, I can be it at home or on 3G. I can watch the content that's at home on my mobile device.
So it's the ideal server for illegally downloaded content.
Actually, I own all of my content.
Absolutely.
I absolutely do.
I believe you.
Okay.
I'm
good.
And so, moving on.
So what this does for those of us not buried in the Apple ecosystem is gives us AirPlay for everyone else.
Oh, welcome to 2012.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. But you're using it instead of AirPlay at home, Dave.
No, what I'm using Plex for is I've got a TV set up in the bedroom, and it's a Samsung Smart TV, but it doesn't support XBMC. So I run Plex on it, and it just pulls from all the same stuff that the other TV in the living room does through XBMC. It was just an easier way to do it.
For anybody driving home right now, we just entered the realm of total geekdom on that with that particular thing.
What's the command lines to install it?
I have a Python script running on my Plex server.
Okay. Dave.
Christmas happened today.
It did?
It did.
Christmas happened to who today?
Christmas happened to people who love Angry Birds.
Okay.
Because the new Angry Birds game came out today. Angry Birds Go, which is essentially a go-kart racing game with those stupid Angry Birds.
Go. Angry Birds Go. With
and pigs.
Go-kart racing and pigs, yes.
And pigs, yeah.
The pigs
you probably get to run over the pigs.
I like the pigs better than I like the birds.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Yeah, I haven't had
birds are kind of mean.
I only got it today, so I haven't spent a whole pile of time with it, but the first few minutes I spent with it was like, oh, yeah, this is going to be really addicting. I can tell already.
And it's cross-platform, too.
Yeah, and it is cross-platform.
And it's free. But it has apparently lots of in-app
purchases. Oh, well, that's the way these days, because we ran into that with the new Plants and Zombies, where it was all in-app purchases. It
completely put me off the game.
I've actually stopped playing it because of
that. I don't play it at all.
Because I got tired of spending money.
Well, I didn't spend any money. I just went, wait a minute.
Because they
didn't give you any way to earn the purchases within the game, which is the traditional method.
Yeah.
Is if you want to play a lot, you can earn what you want.
Yeah.
And play it more slowly. But Plants vs. Zombies didn't allow that. And I'm wondering if this new Angry Birds is not going to allow that either. So it's probably a free download, and then they're going to try and sting you all the way along.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, and parents are the ones that get stung on this because their kids get hooked on it.
Yeah, and that hasn't been a road that they've used on any of their other apps, really, like the Angry Birds Star Wars and all the different variations of it now. So,
and to be fair, Angry Birds is they're looking more for just more users because they're a full franchise because their licensing of, I mean, my nephew's got Angry Birds stuffies coming out of the yin yang. So, they're doing well in other areas.
One of my favorite cat toys at home is an Angry Bird, little round Angry Bird, and I can throw it across the house and the cats go tearing after it.
There we go. Okay. Good stuff. Angry Birds Go. Mr. Factora, sir.
My fourth app.
Okay.
You going to say something before I...
I was just wondering whether I should put you in the penalty box for the last one.
Oh, come on. this one is called MobiScope, M-O-B-I Scope. And what it does is that it takes public cameras, like security cameras and traffic cameras, and it loads it up onto one easy-to-watch voyeuristic nightmare for those of us who have nothing better to do but to watch cars... And people sit at they have categories, and some of the categories include beaches, harbors, landscapes, rivers, roads, sports, and universities. So during the Christmas season, if you are bored playing Angry Birds or taking pictures of your gifts, you can watch people potentially crash into each other in a traffic.
So you can call up any traffic cams or just and have them streaming constantly.
Yes,
does it create like a grid work of these cameras?
It comes in different sections are search, so you can search for certain countries and certain spots, I suppose. Random, because these cameras are across the world. We're looking at cameras from from the
I wonder if you can get into
Japan.
There's so many of those in England, because they've got the entire city covered by
lots in the U.S. and Spain. So yeah, you can see what traffic accidents look like in other parts of the world.
In imperial and metric measure.
Absolutely.
Good stuff. MobiScope.
MobiScope.
And it's cross-platform, I imagine.
I've got it on my iPad.
Okay. Oh, there it is. Okay. MobiScope. Good stuff. Rebecca.
So I have a photography app.
Ooh.
This one's iPixel U. So the letter I and then pixel and then letter U.
My cat?
No, not your cat. Okay. Not your cat. I'm not going to cat your people. Cat people. So iPixel U, it's just a fun way to play with photos. I take so many photos and I post them on Instagram, and it's just a fun way to turn any photo or any person in a photo into an 8-bit character. So you would just upload a photo or take a photo of someone's face, or you're walking down the street, and you take a street scene, you can pixelate into 8-bit pixels anything or anyone in the image.
And so make it look kind of like it's on a Nintendo.
Yep.
Yeah, got it. iPixel U, mm-hmm. which they can then Instagram and have fun with. There we go.
Can, yep.
So we're going to have lots of different versions of our pictures up. John, the final entry this week.
All right. So a little while ago, there was a big craze for draw something.
Yes.
Everyone was playing that.
And did it sell for like a redonkulous amount of money?
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. It sold to
Zynga.
Zynga.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a really neat new app called DrawQuest. Sorry, not for Android. And it is from the creators of the 4chan channel, of all places. But it actually is a very family-friendly app. And what it does is it poses a drawing challenge to you. It's for your iPad, your iPhone, or your iPod Touch.
Mm-hmm.
And every day you're given another quest to draw. And they start off with some part of the frame is sort of populated. And then you have to sort of embellish it and draw out the photo. And then there's a community and people vote it up and all that type of stuff like that. But it's not so much about a competition. It's more of just getting better as an artist using a touch interface.
Okay.
And it's a really cool little app. There's some amazingly talented people out there that make me look really sad when it comes to drawing.
The tablet art community is increasingly. Have you seen that Facebook?
Freeman?
The Morgan Freeman of the person drawing Morgan. Yeah. I think that's real.
It is real.
And it took the guy like 200 hours to do this photo.
Yeah, I did read a long article sort of going through and comparing it to the actual photograph and stuff, and I was pretty convinced.
Well, there's
real.
A time lapse of him doing it, too.
Yeah, that's it. And, that's what we saw, yeah.
And it's incredible. These aren't quite Morgan Freeman-esque, but they're pretty close. And it's a really good way to get familiar with using a touch interface to draw, because it is different than having a stylus, although you could use a stylus if you have the appropriate type. But it's a really fun and creative learning and drawing tool, and you're egged on by the community to keep posting and sharing your drawings. And everyone starts with the same theme and the sort of partially drawn photo, and you embellish it. So it's really interesting to see what other people's take on that particular thing is, too.
There we go.
And it's free.
And with that, we will we'll take a quick break, and we're going to return. We're not going to take a quick break. We're going to keep going, because we have to now pick the finalists that we're going to then choose from. So we should keep doing
We've
that.
We've taken our breaks.
Have we taken all the breaks?
Delay it all.
Of course. Well,
people
want
to know who won.
Okay, so Isaac, you get to pick Mr. David Hathaway's app this week. So you have Hotels Tonight, Angry Santa, Moves, Location Tracker. Moves Location Tracker, sorry, and Angry Birds Go. That was it. Hotels Tonight, Angry Santa, Moves, and Angry Birds Go.
And they were all Android.
I so wanted to vote for Art's All Women's Talk app, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, sorry. Get in line.
Be that as it may, I will go with Hotels Tonight.
Hotels Tonight. That's an excellent choice. Hotels Tonight is David Hathaway's entry into this week's App Thursday Championship. David Hathaway, you get to pick from Art Factora's Dr. Seuss's Santa Grinch Edition. Dr. Seuss's Camera Grinch Edition. Flip with two P's, which is a Flyers app. The All Women's Talk app.
Yeah.
And MobiScope.
Boy. Choose wisely.
Boy, art makes this really tough.
Choose wisely.
Well, I'm going to go with Mobiscope.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Go with Dr. Seuss.
Well,
you got to go with the Dr. Seuss.
I guess it's more Christmassy, isn't it?
Yeah.
What doesn't say Christmas about watching stocking cameras and stuff?
Do you really want to go with Mobiscope?
Well, I think that's the more technically interesting one of the apps.
Do you think it has a chance of winning?
Yeah, it's got a chance of winning. Yeah, oh, it's kind of slick.
This is why you've never won. Okay, so what are we going with, Dave?
No, I'm going to stick with Mobiscope.
Okay, Mobiscope. Yeah. Got it.
They're easily all four winners, so.
Art.
I'm okay with whatever Art. He picks, yes.
Rebecca's given us Liftopia. She's given us Just Wink, which has naughty cards. She's given us Ski Tracks and iPixely. iPixel U.
Well, I'm not much of a skier, so those two are out. I'm going to go with iPixel U.
iPixel U?
Yeah, okay. I think it'll be a fun app to mess around with your pictures.
Rebecca, you get to pick from Mr. Beeler's Bicot.
The shorter list, you mean?
You get to choose his Apple's 12 Days of Christmas, Tiny Planet Photos, or Draw Quest.
Well, I asked him months ago what app he used to make those tiny planets, so I downloaded it. So I have to go with Tiny Planets because I've been using
Tiny
it.
Planet Photos is a mm-hmm. pretty good app. Yep. I will give you that. That sounds pretty good. And finally, John, you get to pick from Isaac's Audible podcast, Audible, Pocket Cast, the IKEA shopping app, or Plex for mobile.
I'm going to go with Pocket Cast.
Oh, interesting. Because the two that I had picked that I would have had as my final two have not been selected by the panel.
Interesting.
So, interesting.
That says a lot about you, Mr. Dotto.
Was one of your choices all women's talk app?
I think it probably was.
He's probably very disappointed, as he should be, and as Shannon should be, too.
Well, I would have liked to have seen Dr. Seuss's Grinch camera thing in there, and I also would have liked to have seen Isaac's Audible in there. So Pocket Cast, I don't know enough about to be certain. Hotels Tonight is a contender. That's a very cool and very useful app. And does it work across the entire nation or just in Vancouver, Mr. Hathaway?
No, it works across North America.
I used it when I went to California a couple of years ago.
Yeah. So. The friend that introduced me to it had used it in New York and had found a great deal on a great place in downtown Manhattan. So.
And Mobiscope is a definite contender as well. It seems interesting. The iPixel U from Rebecca. And finally, Tiny Planet for photos. So, I'm going to boil it down to a shootout. Each of you get one last pitch between Hotels Tonight and Tiny Planet Photos.
Oh.
So, 30 seconds.
Not cool.
I know, I'm sorry. If Audible had been in there, Isaac, you would have had a shot. So, Dave.
Oh, I need a defense
one last
on
thing.
This?
One last thing. Or you could attack the other
this
one.
This could potentially save your life. If you're drunk and you're about to drive home, you could just simply go to the Sylvia Hotel and spend $79 for what's regularly $169 room.
Strong. Okay.
And what's great, you can now park.
If you're that drunk.
And you can use a parking app. That's
you
right.
You can prepay your parking tomorrow.
If you're that drunk, though, are you really going to be throwing your credit card around?
Oh, undoubtedly, you threw your credit card around.
That's
to get
the only
that
time
drunk.
Hathaway throws his credit card around, I'm telling you.
Ah, drinks are on me.
Okay, John.
Well, Tiny Planet is really a creative app. It has a number of different features that you can try any of your old photos on. So if you have a great photo of your dog running down the hill, you can...
Turn it into a globe or turn it into a hole.
Yes.
You see... It seems to me like it's a really glorified Photoshop filter. That it's cool, globes and holes, but this winter, for the first time after trying for the entire year.
Oh, multiple years.
Win.
Multiple yes, years.
To win is Mr. Hathaway is our winner this week with his hotel app called Hotels Tonight. And with that, we're going to bring to a conclusion our final App Thursday of the year. Next week on the show, though, we're going to bring back this same cast of characters, and it's going to be App of the year.
Let's hope they all make it on time.
Who will win App of the Year, which I will not be deciding. It'll be voted on by you, the listening public.
Finally, the right people win. Sorry, go ahead.
We're
running out of time. You got to go.
You need to find a blog of dealing with the host, with the boss of the show. That's what you need to find a blog
Dottotech.com.
There we go. With that, I need to thank all of my guests today, Isaac, Rebecca, John, Art, and congratulations, Kite Monkey. You are now in the brotherhood of winners of App Wednesday / Thursday. I'm Steve Dotto. Thanks for tuning in.
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.